Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures Podcast, Episode 13. Today's date is Friday, October 4th, 2019, and this is the weekly review of my motorcycle trip from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. Odometer's at 47,215 today, so that's about 700K over the 5 days. Pretty good considering some of the problems we've had this week and the roads we've been driving. We started in Cuenca, Ecuador, and we made it to San Tomas in Peru. The border crossing that we took was super duper easy. It was the furthest east crossing, and it's the most remote as well. So when we got there, we were the only people there. Super easy to cross, just, you know, walk right in, stamp, get your aduana papers, your lawyer stuff, your temporary import permit taken care of, and we were on the road again in just over an hour probably. When I was in Ecuador, bought some new kicks. They're like Chuck style, but they only cost $8, made in Ecuador, and, you know, they'll last for running and, you know, doing a little bit of exercise here and there, hopefully for the rest of the trip. A couple of highlights this week. The drive from Loja in Ecuador to San Ignacio in Peru, so the border crossing day, was just super amazing. The motorcycle gods were smiling down on us for dealing with all the electrical issues that happened last week and persisted into this week, and gave us some excellent driving the past couple of days. That drive, so the road, I said, was like the top of the world highway in the Yukon, and the death road in Bolivia had a super road baby and just laid it right in the middle there. So you're driving along the tops of mountains, cliffs on either side, partially dirt track, partially paved, so you get to open it up a little bit, but then again you get kind of the technical driving of the dirt track. Lots of character on the road. River crossings, waterfalls, rainy, cloudy, sunny, just the whole kit and caboodle. One of the better days of driving that we had. The vistas were amazing. It was all really, really good day. Then from Yaen, J-A-E-N, in Peru to San Tomas was also super nice. That's what we did today. It was straight uphill for 2 kilometers. Switched back in on the way up. It was basically a single lane road, new pavement. So you're just kind of leaning into some corners, got some beautiful views. You're elevating, elevating, elevating until you're at the tops of the mountains. So super nice. And yeah, just a great, great drive, great road. And lastly, for the highlights, Cuenca, the city of Cuenca in Ecuador. For a city, I'm not much of a city person, but this one was really, really nice. Spent, I think, 3 or 4 days there in total. And yeah, not dirty, really clean, cheap. Rooms were $6 to $8. We got an $8 private room and $6 for a hostel. Food from $1 to $3. Lots of historic buildings, nice parks, a nice river running through town, lots of trees everywhere. So really enjoyed that city, and yeah, I would go back there again in a heartbeat. A couple of lowlights this week. Electrical issues, as I've mentioned before and will mention again. Also, since we left Cuenca in Ecuador, everything's just been kind of, we've been getting more remote, and I don't think they get as many tourists around these areas, so everything, every time they see our faces roll through, they're just thinking dollar signs. So we've been getting white priced pretty good for the past 3 or 4 days. And I don't mind paying a bit extra, but it's just the hassle that goes along with it when you know the price. It's not my first time, been here before, we're traveling overland. Like, so you know kind of when you're getting ripped off, and it's just when everybody's just trying to get their piece, it ends up adding up, and you know, you don't feel it's too fair. But, you know, that's my little rant. And the scariest moment this week, when we were driving on the road between Loja and San Ignacio, the super baby road, I was making a big old sweeping left-hand turn on the paved section of the road, on one of the paved sections, and there's a gap about maybe an inch or two in the middle of the road where the, not pavement, but concrete blocks didn't quite meet, and, when I was making the big left, cutting into the middle of the road, my front tire got sucked into that, dropping my bike even more to the left and even more lower to the ground. And so just kind of reaction, I stuck my foot out, jammed it in the ground, and popped the bike back up, regained control, and kept driving. And so, scary moment, but no worse for wear, so that's good for me. Some critters this week. We saw a big monitor lizard, is what I think it was. Just a nice meter-long, chunky lizard. Not quite iguana-sized, but still a good, thick old lizard. Big old tail on him. Nice green and brown colors. Really nice looking guy. And we saw a couple of opossums. So, yeah, not really many mammals other than farm animals down here. But, yeah, seeing some little critters on the ground is always cool. We've seen a couple signs for bears in Peru and Ecuador, just in the high mountains here. But I think you'll probably more luckily find in Bigfoot than you will find a bear out here. And then finally, the piece de la resistance, the bike maintenance this week. The electrical went haywire again at the beginning of the week. We left Cuenca and drove about 30 Ks and pulled over to check the map in this one spot, and my bike wouldn't start. Just hit the button, you hear a click, and that was it. No power anywhere. No starting, that's for sure. And yeah, so everything just went dead. So we spent all day basically there trying to get everything repaired. Luckily, there was an open Wi-Fi connection, so we were able to Google some stuff, call Braden's dad, who's got a lot of experience on motorcycles, and just kind of pick the brain of people on the internet. And so we ended up finding the light that connects my neutral wire to the engine was pretty frayed. So we just basically hanging on by a couple strands of wire. So patched that all up, cleaned it up, reinstalled it, and we found a hot wire, meaning a wire carrying electricity up into my main dash that was frayed. The insulation had worn off, but the wires themselves weren't actually broken or frayed or anything. So I don't think that was causing the problem, but we cleaned that up anyways and reinstalled that. Went to go bump start the bike at the end of the day to kind of just tuck tail and head back to Cuenca. But I noticed that the neutral light was on. Hit the starter button. She fired right up, and that was, yeah, it was all good. So we, again, we just tuck tail, went back to Cuenca. We saw a Kawasaki dealership there, so we thought in the morning if nothing's going as good, we can just pop into the Cowie dealership and hopefully they can sort my problems out. But sure enough, the next day, we came out in the morning, fired up the bike, everything was fine, so we decided to head south and head to Loja. And everything worked great until about 50 Ks out of the city. Stopped to pull over, whatever, have a pee, drink of water, whatever, and went to go fire up the bike, and same thing, click, no power, nothing, everything's done. So, bump started the bike. We were smart enough to park on a hill, so I didn't have to run and, you know, strain myself too much trying to get the thing bump started, so just kind of cruised down the hill and got her going. Got to town, checked out the damage, and the fuse box holding my main fuses basically melted. I don't know how. Didn't blow the fuse. Yeah, just got so hot at the connection at the fuse that it started melting into the fuse box holder. So that wasn't really good. Tested the battery. It was charging, and it was at full charge, 13 volts. And when I turned the bike on and had it idling, it was still charging at 13.5 or something like that. And when you'd rev it up, it'd get to over 14. So everything seems to be working fine there. So got to work really good. Swapped out, checked the starter switch. Everything's connected there. Continuity in all the wires, so nothing's broken. So I swapped out all my fuses, the glass cylindrical ones, for blade fuses, like you'd probably see in a car somewhere. Did that all nice and clean, so everything's good. Got the proper fuses in there. And then kind of just kept poking around and figured that the starter relay, so it's a device that's connected to the main positive terminal of the battery and then transfers the power into the starter motor. So when you hit the starter button, it powers the coil lifts a metal piece and connects the main positive terminal to the starter. So we figured that that was kind of going haywire for whatever reason. So the next morning, got out there nice and early, got some new hardware for the starter switch, cleaned it in electrical cleaner, just doused the thing, basically flooded it in electrical cleaner, gave it a good shake, emptied it all out. And I also bypassed the kickstand safety switch and the clutch safety switch. So basically what they do, if the clutch is in, like depressed, the bike won't start. Or if the kickstand is down while you're in gear, it'll kill the engine. So those, according to the internet, are two things that'll affect the circuit on the starter. And so if they fail, you won't get the power going through the circuit to start the engine. So I'm not sure what kind of did the deed and solved the problem, but reinstalled the starter relay, did all that sort of stuff, the bypassing of the safety switches, added the new hardware to connect the main positive terminal and the starter terminal, and the bike's been running fine ever since. So, you know, if it doesn't work once, just keep trying and try again, I suppose. And we're not smart by any means, but we're figuring it out. And then again, bike maintenance, had the first flat tire of the trip today. Easy change. Luckily, we had a spare tube, so just popped it out. I don't think we actually popped the tire. I think it was the valve stem got rusty. And so I think that just kind of chipped away and failed and just stopped holding air. So expecting probably more to go because we haven't changed many tubes this trip. So yeah, next time we get to a city, we'll get a couple more tubes there. So final thought this week, you know, it's felt a bit like work this week. So just keep a positive attitude, keep plugging away, and keep going one day at a time. And, you know, we'll get there. It's when you start thinking negative, that's what bad things will happen. So we're going to keep our chin up out here. We're going to keep plugging away and give her 110% in any other hockey analogy you can think of. So thanks for listening. Love you all. We'll talk to you soon. Bedtime for me. All right. Bye-bye-bye.